This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. An energy-efficient, environmentally conscious model of distributed power generation, the MIT Solar 7 house incorporates passive thermal management practice with state-of-the-art power generation. A flexible interior design facilitates proficient use of dynamic space, while an inviting exterior conveys harmony between habitat and humanity. What's different? Well, the team created a grassroots community organization of committed volunteers, students, and experts. The house is designed for New England with triple-pane fiberglass windows and recyclable R-Control structural insulated panels. Cabot Corporation's Nanogel is featured in previously inconceivable ways. The southern facade contains a warm light wall, a photothermal buffer that converts sunlight into heat and, using Nanogel, directs the heat passively into the home during winter months. The bedroom egress demonstrates a unique, non-sagging, nanogel-filled window that insulates at approximately 60% the R-value of a typical stud wall. Daylighting windows are generously placed on the northern facade to reduce the electric lighting load. With few exceptions, all windows are operable, which enables configurable cross-ventilated spaces. A white rubber roof membrane keeps the solar cells cooler and more efficient, while recycled rubber accents the visible roof. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, vaulted ceilings and copious daylighting accent the vertical space within the kitchen and living room. Pocket and telescoping doors improve the livability of the interior space. The translucent walls allow solar energy to help warm the home in cool weather. Two heat pumps are used for water heating, space heating and cooling, and humidity control. The MIT Solar Home is powered by 42 Sun Power modules, rated at 8.6 kilowatts. 60 Aprica solar thermal tubes deliver hot water to a TurboMax water tank, which distributes water to both warm board, radiant flooring, and domestic hot water. The total cost for materials and transportation is estimated to be a little more than $270,000. After the solar decathlon, the team plans to return the house to Massachusetts and display it for a period of time to offer tours and continue to monitor the systems. For more information about MIT's solar house, go to http://solar7.mit.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.